Hey everybody, welcome to March 2nd and Pray Today. I want to talk to you a little bit more and expand on what we talked about yesterday. I started talking to you about sharing our faith and the nervousness we get with that, and that we just need to be willing vessels, willing servants of God, and He'll use us. You know, one time I remember planting a yard, my backyard. I planted it from nothing. There were just weeds, and I tilled it all up and I got all the weeds killed, and it was time to come to plant. So I went to the store, I bought the grass seed, I bought the fertilizer to add later on, and I went to my backyard not really knowing what I was doing. And I mean, it couldn't be too hard, could it? You plant things, you water them, and they grow, right? And so I planted my backyard. I spread seed all over my backyard and I raked over it, and then I began the process of watering it. And one of the things with planting new grass is you got to keep it moist. And so I was very diligent in making sure that I kept it moist. And a few days went by, and I looked in my backyard as I was watering it, and I saw nothing. And I looked a couple more days later, and I saw nothing. And then one morning I walked out onto my back porch, and I could see something, a light shade of green on the yard. And I got down level with the ground, and I looked across the dirt, and I saw these hundreds, if not thousands, of sprouts of grass. And I was so excited and realized that that happened because I planted and watered that seed and took care of it. When we think about sharing our faith, I think so often people get nervous about that, about evangelizing to people, because it's so intimidating. And I think so often it's easy to fall into the pressure of feeling that we've got to get someone saved. I want to read to you, I read to you yesterday from 1 Corinthians chapter 2, Paul saying it's not my fancy words, it's not about that. It's also not about us. And I want to read to you in the third chapter, 1 Corinthians, in starting in the sixth verse. The people, what was happening is the people were arguing about who they followed. Do they follow Paul, or do they follow his protege Apollos? And people are arguing about that. And some people are saying, I follow Apollos. And others are saying, I follow Paul. And so here's what Paul says, actually back up to verse 5. He says, what after all is Apollos, and what is Paul? Only servants through whom you came to believe, as the Lord has assigned to each his task. And then he says this, I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God has been making it grow. So neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow. The one who plants and the one who waters have one purpose, and they will each be rewarded according to their own labor. For we are co-workers in God's service. I love this. It takes the pressure off. Your job, my job, is to plant the seed and to water the seed, to say things when we're prompted to say things, to have those discussions when we're prompted to have them, to pray for people, to pray with people as we're prompted, seeking God's desires, and then God's job is to make them grow. I have to remind myself I'm not the Savior. I don't walk around thinking I have a God complex, but sometimes when I see someone who doesn't know the Lord and I so badly want them to know Jesus, I begin to feel the pressure for them to be saved. And that's not my job. My job is to plant seeds. My job's to water them. I plant seeds every time I encourage. I plant seeds every time I talk to them about God's goodness or what I believe. And so I want to encourage you today, those people in your life that you know, if they died today, probably wouldn't go to heaven because they don't have a relationship with Jesus. You know, we got to be careful not to judge where people are with the relationship with Jesus. I know Jesus says, you know, a tree by its fruit. But we're also not to be the one that decides whether they go to heaven or hell. But we are the ones to plant the seed, water the seed. Sometimes we get the blessing when we've planted and watered and watered and watered. Sometimes we get the opportunity to look and see it sprout, see someone's faith sprout and start to grow. And we're elated to know that God has used us, but it doesn't always happen that way. Sometimes that ground of their life stays dormant for a long time. Sometimes, unfortunately, people pass away with never making that commitment to follow Christ, and that breaks our hearts, and it should break our hearts. But remember, our job is to plant and to water. Are you willing to do that today? If so, let's pray about that. God, would you help me today plant seeds of encouragement, plant seeds of sharing with people my faith, plant seeds of prayer, plant seeds of anything that you call me to do, Lord, today, I will do. Lord, I know that if I'm a follower of Jesus, I have your Holy Spirit as a gift that's been given to me. And the Holy Spirit is the counselor. And so, Father, a good counselor tells us what to do, recommends what to do so we can be healthy. And Lord, that's what your Holy Spirit does for us spiritually. So today, may your Holy Spirit walk beside me and encourage me and show me, Lord, what you desire of me. Show me where to scatter seed. Show me where to water seed. Show me where to add a little fertilizer here and there, Lord. God, I just want to be used by you. You have given us all a purpose. And our purpose is to love you, to honor you, and to spread seed, to water it. Lord, I want to be a planter and a waterer. Give me the strength and the courage. And by the guidance of your Holy Spirit, show me where you need me today. And in the days ahead, in Jesus' name, amen.